Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, we're back, winding up our big broadcast out here at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. The biggest collection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, and ornaments everywhere, and we've had so much fun here this morning. You know, this is normally the portion of the program where we do our food time show, and I share some recipes, getting ready for Thanksgiving. On TV this past week, I cooked some Thanksgiving side dishes. I did some Brussels sprouts in the air fryer.
Nice.
Which are the one of the best ways to do them. Jim, didn't you?
Yes.
I turned you on to the.
I got the air fryer because of you. And in fact, we just had the Brussels sprouts with a little olive oil and some pepper and Italian spice and salt. And you just put them in there. 25 minutes. Unbelievable.
Nothing better.
And the broccoli, too, that same way.
Yeah. Yeah, ooh, the air fryer, I got to say, I was very skeptical about the air fryer in the beginning, but I've become a fan of it, so much so that this coming Wednesday on TV, I'm going to try doing a whole turkey in the air fryer.
You can put...
You know how people do, you know, they deep fry.
Right.
They take the bird outside and set their house on fire trying to put the bird in the vat of oil. So I thought, you know, why can't you do it in an air fryer? So I'm going to give it a try in the air fryer. I have a big air fryer
and a
fairly small bird. It's like a 12-pound bird something.
Wow, nice.
So I think we should be able to do that.
It'll take about 17 days to cook. But.
Not in the air fryer, my friend. Not in the air fryer, it doesn't. Nope. Anyway, I wanted to also bring onto the program somebody that we talked to on WGN-TV Midday News this week, and he cooked for us. This is Andy Murray right here next to us.
Right, yeah.
How are you?
Thank you.
Andy has been a chef in some of the finest restaurants in America for like 25 years. And in June of 2001, he opened Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant in St. Augustine, Florida. And in 2018, opened the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant here in the Chicago area. He's got a brand new cookbook out now, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Welcome, Andy. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here with us. Now, one of the things that I find so interesting, I mean, these are really great recipes, comfort food recipes, family recipes in the book. Are these the recipes that you grew up eating in the Murray household with your, am I right, nine brothers and sisters?
There's nine brothers and sisters, Ed, Brian, Nancy, Peggy, Billy, Lauren, Andy, John, Joel. Six boys, three girls. I got a sister who's a nun. Right. But, yeah, some of these are, and some of them are restaurants that I worked at, recipes that different people, celebrity types that I worked with and cooked for.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up as one of nine kids in a household? I was the youngest of four boys, so you know I know how dysfunctional that was. I'm wondering what yours was like.
You know, we grew up. We didn't have a very big house. We lived in Wilmette, and I think we were the only people in Wilmette didn't have a lot of money. But you know, and my father died very young, so my family's very tight. We were very get together. We talk all the time. We text all the time, and we have holidays together.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you didn't wind up going into show business? Your brother Bill Murray, of course, but most of your other brothers and sisters are also in entertainment.
Well, let's see. Brian is, Billy is, Johnny is, Joel is, and Nancy the nun actually has a degree in drama. So
that's how you got interested?
Or
they got interested.
They got interested. I started busting tables when I was 11 years old.
Oh, really?
On a diner. And from there, I went from busting tables, washing dishes, and by the time I was 14, I was the short order cook at a place called Parker's across the street from St. Joe's Church in Wilmette.
Wow. Wow. So, and so your interest just continued from there. Into a serious avocation then, huh?
Well, yeah, I was doing it here. Thanks. Sorry. Then I went to New York to go to the Culinary Institute, and I got hooked up with this couple who were doing the catering for Saturday Night Live. And they were a French couple, Kitty and Eric Peugeot, and they're like, "Ah, oh, Andy, you don't have to do that. You come work for me." And so I became an indentured servant. And I slept in the basement, but I went out and I met, you know, I did all the farm stands. I met the fishing boats coming in.
Wow.
So I learned quite a bit from that.
Wow, wow. So how do you describe the recipes in your new book, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray?
The recipes are comfortable. They're easy. I wanted to make this so a lot of people think, it's hard to cook. It's not hard to cook. It's not brain surgery. These are simple recipes, but there's wonderful stories that go along with them, and there's as many stories as there are recipes, and they're all about different people. So it's really nice.
Well, one of the recipes, I want to talk about a few of them in a minute, but one of the ones that I want to start off with is this radish dip that you make only because you made enough for 100 people to eat.
100 crackers with some radish bread, and my beautiful friend Jennifer will pass them out if you'd like some.
Yeah.
We made this spread. This came up because my brother Brian, everyone puts a relish tray out for the holidays. There's olives, there's pickles, whatever, radishes. Brian always ate the radishes, and we all ate the olives. So we...
says something about his personality, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he still comes.
I love radishes, too, but... It's a, a radish person likes the bitterness of life.
The bitters, the peppery taste to it, But yeah. This is not that spicy. It's not that
at all. It's at all. It's Andy made some on television with me the other day, and it's a really mild radish taste.
Yeah,
it's really, really quite delightful. What's in it?
There is dairy in it. It's butter, it's cream cheese, it's scallions, it's radishes.
You had me at butter.
Yeah, exactly. And some salt and pepper. Not much salt.
So you take the radishes, are you food processing them?
I'm food processing those radishes. Then I take the radishes out, and then I combine the butter and the cream cheese together. If you do it together, it's just one big pink glob.
Right. So radishes, and then combine all the ingredients into like a dip?
You just mix them up. You put them in a bowl. You put them in the refrigerator for an hour.
Yeah.
Let them solidify a little bit, and they're great.
Yeah, these are just on some Triscuits. But I'm telling you, these are quite delicious. Let me run over.
I'm seeing a lot of people nodding their heads after eating.
Yeah, we're getting a good. I had one already. Thank you. What do you think? Now that you've got your mouth full.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
All right. How about you?
Didn't have
it. It's very good. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. I noticed
it's pretty easy to make. It's easy to bring to a party.
You were shaking your head.
Yeah. I don't taste much radish, which is a good thing. That's okay. A lot of cream cheese in it. A lot of cream cheese.
There's cream cheese. There's butter. There's radishes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. It's very good.
A lot of complex flavors, Dean.
Yeah.
It's a complex show we're doing right here today. Let me take a break, and we'll come back and talk about more of the recipes in Andy Murray's new book, Eat, Drink, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. We'll come right back and wrap it up in a minute on WGN.
Yeah.
It's the Eddie Carosa Boys from Illinois band. Polka band joining us today. Thank you so much. And Andy Murray is here with us, the author of a brand new cookbook, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Shwani, really fantastic recipes in here.
I was just looking
at that picture right there?
Is that fish?
This is Dover sole. This is Frank Sinatra's Dover sole. Explain why this is Frank Sinatra's Dover sole.
So I was working at a restaurant called Mortimer's on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Mortimer's was a she society corner saloon, really, is what it was. But, it's Jackie Onassis and Brooke Astor and Princess Margaret. Whenever these people were in town, they came there. And one night, Red Buttons threw a dinner party for Sinatra because
he was playing
at the Garden. So it was a dozen people, and we were making rack of lamb for the dinner party. And they come in and sit down, and all of a sudden, Barbara Sinatra's at the door of the kitchen saying, my husband and I, we don't eat lamb. Can you do something else? And I said, Dover sole, will that work for you? And she goes, that would be fantastic. So we make this Dover sole, and they go through the dinner, they have dessert. At the end of the meal, all of a sudden, Frank Sinatra's at the door of the kitchen. And he looks at me and goes, who made that fish?
And I just went, did he put it that way?
No, I pointed down to John Marsh, my friend, and he goes, that was fantastic. He gives John a $100 bill and then starts passing out 50s to everybody else in the restaurant.
Wow.
And it was like, so when he left, everybody who worked in the restaurant was outside cheering him on.
Of course. Wow. And now, how is this Dover sole? How is it looks fairly simple, but incredibly delicious.
It's a saute. We sauteed. The boning is the hardest part of it, but you can get your fish guy to do that for you. It's sauteed. It's lightly floured, sauteed in butter, and then debone, and then we put some more butter and lemon and parsley
you
on
had
top
me
of
butter.
It. He seems
yeah,
I know. That's,
he
it's
seems
the butter
to like
thing.
Butter.
I like butter.
You like butter. I don't blame you.
A couple of weeks ago on TV, I made, with the weather getting a little chillier, I wanted to make a soup that people could easily do at home, and I made a French onion soup. That was, I got to say, was pretty delicious. I did a French onion soup, but also French onion grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh. Grilled cheese sandwich with caramelized onions on it. And then for a little crunch, I took those canned onion crispy things and just, sprinkled it on. But a grilled cheese with caramelized onions, I'm telling you what, I could eat that every day for the rest of my life.
Well, that's the trick, onion soup. And there is an onion soup recipe in here. But, yeah,
it
takes
up,
45 minutes to an hour to caramelize the onions correctly.
Yep.
And if you make extra, then you make that grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what I did. I did make extra. I mean, I made super extra and froze them. Because I thought, the next time, is that going to work out okay?
It'll work out fine.
I've never
just add some beef stock to it, and you'll be fine.
Were the caramelized onions inside the sandwich or on top?
Inside the sandwich.
So you put it inside, and then you put it on the grid. On the grill.
Layer,
it's like grilled cheese and bacon, but grilled cheese and onions.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a good sandwich. How do you do your French onion soup?
Pretty much the same way. I do it with caramel. It spends a lot of time, and we do a lot of
that is the most time-consuming part.
That is the hardest part of it.
Caramelizing, it's got to be low and slow. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Otherwise, they burn and it's not the same. But then I add a combination of chicken stock and veal stock, some fresh thyme, and reduce it down a little bit. And then I make little croutons with cheese melted on top and throw them on top.
I bought for the first time. And this is my favorite new culinary toy. I bought one of those butane torches that you guys use.
Oh, they're fabulous.
To make a creme brulee and stuff like that?
For making creme brulee. I put, I had the onion. I, put like a giant piece of garlic bread on top of it, sprinkled it with Gruyere cheese.
Oh, nice.
And I lit that torch. And
this
that is the,
dangerous.
That is, it's not dangerous.
I've got an Elvis Presley cookie, banana cookie in here. It's on top, because you like peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is a peanut butter cookie that's got banana slices on top, sugar on top of that. And then with the torch, you caramelize the sugar on top.
Was there any butter in that?
No, there's no butter.
What?
But then you get to put ice cream on top.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, see, that's all good eating. Recipes like that, they're just really, stick to your ribs. Wonderful recipes for this time of year. Oh, look, there's a grilled pimento cheese sandwich I just flipped by here.
Oh,
that looks good.
But there is, but the book is also about,
stories.
It's time for people to come back and eat at the dinner table. My family, we had to be at the dinner table Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, you could do whatever you wanted. But there were 11 of us around the table. And and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I can't imagine having the Murray brothers and sisters around a table and it not being fun.
I had friends who would beg to come over for dinner so they could be insulted.
Of course. Of course. The book is called Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Andy Murray, thank you so much for coming by and for all the treats.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks
we
so
really
much
appreciate you being here with us today. Thank you so much.
It.
Hey, before
Patty
we have one
Shack
more break,
restaurant.
Right?
Caddyshack Restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly right. There you go. Hey, before the tree time folks just brought this to me, it's a card addressed to Elton Jim Toronto care of the WGN Christmas show.
Are you serious?
From Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Houston,
Texas. So somebody sent me a card.
Somebody sent you a Christmas
here?
Card. Here at Tree Time.
Oh, my God.
In care of us.
How cool is that? Well, thank you. I have to open it. This
open
now.
It. Let's see who it
open
is.
Open it now?
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
You know who it is?
Yeah. Schwinney's got a restraining order against that
Oh,
person.
It's from Andy Murray. No. Who? It's from, who is this? Marilyn Carr?
Our friend Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn Carr.
Yeah.
Very nice. Sent me a card and put with a nice little
put a cocktail on it.
Put a cocktail on it.
Yeah. And,
well, hi, Marilyn, thanks, if you're
Tree
listening.
Time. This is my new P.O. box.
Isn't that nice? Some of those, and like three single dollar bills like a grandma would send to somebody.
Well, thank you, Marilyn.
So there you go. Happy to deliver your mail. Just part of our fascinating show here today. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this on WGN. All right, we're back, winding up our big broadcast out here at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. The biggest collection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, and ornaments everywhere. And we've had so much fun here this morning. You know, this is normally the portion of the program where we do our food time show, and I share some recipes, getting ready for Thanksgiving. On TV this past week, I cooked some Thanksgiving side dishes. I did some Brussels sprouts in the air fryer.
Nice. Which
are the one of the best ways to do them. Jim, didn't you?
Yes.
I turned you on to the...
I got the air fryer because of you, and in fact, we just had the Brussels sprouts with a little olive oil and some pepper and Italian spice and salt, and you just put them in there. 25 minutes, unbelievable.
Nothing better.
And the broccoli, too, that same way.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, the air fryer, I got to say, I was very skeptical about the air fryer in the beginning, but I've become a fan of it, so much so that this coming Wednesday on TV, I'm going to try doing a whole turkey in the air fryer.
You can put...
You know how people do, you know, they deep fry.
Right.
They take the bird outside and set their house on fire trying to put the bird in the vat of oil. So I thought, you know, why can't you do it in an air fryer? So I'm going to give it a try in the air fryer. I have a big air fryer
and a fairly small bird.
It's like a 12-pound bird something.
Wow, nice.
So I think we should be able to do that.
It'll take about 17 days to cook. But.
Not in the air fryer, my friend. Not in the air fryer, it doesn't. Nope. Anyway, I wanted to also bring onto the program somebody that we talked to on WGN-TV Midday News this week, and he cooked for us. This is Andy Murray right here next to us.
Right, yeah.
How are you?
Thank you.
Andy has been a chef in some of the finest restaurants in America for like 25 years. And in June of 2001, he opened Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant in St. Augustine, Florida. And in 2018... opened the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant here in the Chicago area. And he's got a brand new cookbook out now, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Welcome, Andy. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here with us. Now, one of the things that I find so interesting, I mean, these are really great recipes, comfort food recipes, family recipes in the book. Are these the recipes that you grew up eating in the Murray household with your, am I right, nine brothers and sisters?
There's nine brothers and sisters, Ed, Brian, Nancy, Peggy, Billy, Lauren, Andy, John, Joel. Six boys, three girls. I got a sister who's a nun. Right. But, yeah, some of these are, and some of them are restaurants that I worked at, recipes that different people, celebrity types that I worked with and cooked for.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up as one of nine kids in a household? I was the youngest of four boys, so you know I know how dysfunctional that was. I'm wondering what yours was like.
You know, we grew up. We didn't have a very big house. We lived in Wilmette, and I think we were the only people in Wilmette didn't have a lot of money. But you know, and my father died very young, so my family's very tight. We were very get together. We talk all the time. We text all the time, and we have holidays together.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you didn't wind up going into show business? Your brother Bill Murray, of course, but most of your other brothers and sisters are also in entertainment.
Well, let's see. Brian is, Billy is, Johnny is, Joel is, and Nancy the Nun actually has a degree in drama. So
that's how you got interested?
Or
they got interested.
They got interested. I started busting tables when I was 11 years old.
Oh, really?
On a diner. And from there, I went from busting tables, washing dishes, and by the time I was 14, I was a short order cook at a place called Parker's across the street from St. Joe's Church in Wilmette.
Wow. Wow. So, and so your interest just continued from there. Into a serious avocation then, huh?
Well, yeah, I was doing it here. Thanks, sorry. Then I went to New York to go to the Culinary Institute, and I got hooked up with this couple who were doing the catering for Saturday Night Live. And they were a French couple, Kitty and Eric Peugeot, and they're like, I knew you don't have to do that. You come work for me. And so I became an indentured servant. And I slept in the basement, but I went out and I met, you know, I did all the farm stands. I met the fishing boats coming in.
Wow.
So I learned quite a bit from that.
Wow, wow. So how do you describe the recipes in your new book, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry?
The recipes are comfortable. They're easy. I wanted to make this so a lot of people think, it's hard to cook. It's not hard to cook. It's not brain surgery. These are simple recipes, but there's wonderful stories that go along with them, there's as many stories as there are recipes, and they're all about different people. So it's really nice.
Well, one of the recipes, I want to talk about a few of them in a minute, but one of the ones that I want to start off with is this radish dip that you make only because you made enough for 100 people to eat.
100 crackers with some radish bread, and my beautiful friend Jennifer will pass them out if you'd like some.
Yeah.
We made this spread. This came up because my brother Brian, everyone puts a relish tray out for the holidays. There's olives, there's pickles, whatever, radishes. Brian always ate the radishes, and we all ate the olives. So we...
says something about his personality, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he still comes.
I love radishes, too, but... It's a, a radish person likes the bitterness of
the
life.
The bitters, the peppery taste to it, But
yeah.
This is not that spicy. It's not that
at all. It's
no.
At all. It's Andy made some on television with me the other day, and it's a really mild radish taste.
Yeah.
It's really, really quite delightful. What's in it?
There is dairy in it. It's butter, it's cream cheese, it's scallions, it's radishes.
You had me at butter.
Yeah, exactly. And some salt and pepper. Not much salt.
So you take the radishes, are you food processing them?
I'm food processing those radishes, then I take the radishes out, and then I combine the butter and the cream cheese together. If you do it together, it's just one big pink glob.
Right. So radishes, and then combine all the ingredients into like a dip?
You just mix them up. You put them in a bowl. You put them in the refrigerator for an hour.
Yeah.
Let them solidify a little bit, and they're great.
Yeah, these are just on some Triscuits. But I'm telling you, these are quite delicious. Let me run over.
I'm seeing a lot of people nodding their heads after eating them.
Yeah, we're getting a good. I had one already. Thank you. What do you think? Now that you've got your mouth full.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
All right. How about you?
Didn't have
it. It's very good. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. I noticed
it's pretty easy to make. It's easy to bring to a party.
You were shaking your head.
Yeah. I don't taste much radish, which is a good thing. That's okay. A lot of cream cheese in it. A lot of cream cheese.
There's cream cheese. There's butter. There's radishes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. It's very good.
A lot of complex flavors, Dean.
Yeah.
It's a complex show we're doing right here today. Let me take a break, and we'll come back and talk about more of the recipes in Andy Murray's new book, Eat, Drink, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. We'll come right back and wrap it up in a minute on WGN.
Yeah.
It's the Eddie Carosa Boys from Illinois band. Polka band joining us today. Thank you so much. And Andy Murray is here with us, the author of a brand new cookbook, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Shwani, really fantastic recipes in here.
I was just looking
at that. What's that picture right there?
Is that fish?
This is Dover Sole. This is Frank Sinatra's Dover Sole. Explain why this is Frank Sinatra's Dover Sole.
So I was working at a restaurant called Mortimer's on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Mortimer's was a she society corner saloon, really, is what it was. But, you know, it's Jackie Onassis and Brooke Astor and Princess Margaret. Whenever these people were in town, they came there. And one night, Red Buttons threw a dinner party for Sinatra because
he was playing
at the Garden. So it was a dozen people, and we were making rack of lamb for the dinner party. And they come in and sit down, and all of a sudden, Barbara Sinatra's at the door of the kitchen saying, you know, my husband and I, we don't eat lamb. Can you do something else? And I said, Dover sole, will that work for you? And she goes, that would be fantastic. So we make this Dover sole, and they go through the dinner, they have dessert. At the end of the meal, all of a sudden, Frank Sinatra's at the door of the kitchen. And he looks at me and goes, who made that fish? And I just went,
did he put it that way?
No, I pointed down to John Marsh, my friend, and he goes, that was fantastic. He gives John a $100 bill and then starts passing out 50s to everybody else in the restaurant.
Wow.
And it was like, so when he left, everybody who worked in the restaurant was outside cheering him on.
Of course. Wow. And now, how is this Dover sole? How is it looks fairly simple, but incredibly delicious.
It's a saute. We sauteed. The boning is the hardest part of it, but you can get your fish guy to do that for you. It's sauteed. It's lightly floured, sauteed in butter, and then debone, and then we put some more butter and lemon and parsley
you
on
had
top
me
of
butter.
It. Yeah, I know. That's it's
you
the
seem
butter
to like
thing.
Butter.
I like butter.
You like butter. I don't blame you.
A couple of weeks ago on TV, I made, with the weather getting a little chillier, I wanted to make a soup that people could easily do at home, and I made a French onion soup. That was, I got to say, was pretty delicious. I did a French onion soup, but also French onion grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh. Grilled cheese sandwich with caramelized onions on it. And then for a little crunch, I took those canned onion crispy things and just, sprinkled it on. But a grilled cheese with caramelized onions, I'm telling you what, I could eat that every day for the rest of my life.
Well, that's the trick, onion soup. And there is an onion soup recipe in here. But, yeah,
it
takes 45 minutes to an hour to caramelize the onions correctly.
Yep.
And if you make extra, then you make that grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what I did. I did make extra. I mean, I made super extra and froze them. Because I thought, the next time, is that going to work out okay?
I've never frozen them. You just add some beef stock to it, and you'll be fine.
So were the caramelized onions inside the sandwich or on top?
Inside the sandwich.
So you put it inside, and then you put it on the grid. On the grill.
Layer,
grilled cheese and bacon, but grilled cheese and onions.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a good sandwich. How do you do your French onion soup?
Pretty much the same way. I do it with caramel. It spends a lot of time, and we do a lot of
that is the most time-consuming part.
That is the hardest part of it.
Caramelizing, it's got to be low and slow. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Otherwise, they burn and it's not the same. But then I add a combination of chicken stock and veal stock, some fresh thyme, and reduce it down a little bit. And then I make little croutons with cheese melted on top and throw them on top.
I bought for the first time. And this is my favorite new culinary toy. I bought one of those butane torches that you guys use.
Oh, they're fabulous.
To make a creme brulee and stuff like that?
For making creme brulee. I put, I had the onion. I, put like a giant piece of garlic bread on top of it, sprinkled it with Gruyere cheese.
Oh, nice.
And I lit that torch. And
this
that
sounds
is the,
dangerous.
That is, it's not dangerous.
I've got an Elvis Presley cookie, banana cookie in here. It's on top, because you like peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah.
And so this is a peanut butter cookie that's got banana slices on top, sugar on top of that. And then with the torch, you caramelize the sugar on top.
Was there any butter in that?
No, there's no butter.
What?
But then you get to put ice cream on top.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, see, that's all good eating. Recipes like that, that just really stick to your ribs. Wonderful recipes for this time of year. Oh, look, there's a grilled pimento cheese sandwich I just flipped by here.
Oh,
that looks good.
But there is, but the book is also about,
stories.
It's time for people to come back and eat at the dinner table. My family, we had to be at the dinner table Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, you could do whatever you wanted. But there were 11 of us around the table, and
wow.
And it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I can't imagine having the Murray brothers and sisters around a table and it not being fun.
I had friends who would beg to come over for dinner so they could be insulted.
Of course. Of course. The book is called Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Andy Murray, thank you so much for coming by and for all the treats.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks
we
so
really appreciate you being here with us today. Thank you so much.
It.
Hey, before Caddy we have one
Shack
more break,
restaurant.
Right?
Caddyshack Restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly right. There you go. Hey, before the tree time folks just brought this to me, it's a card addressed to Elton Jim Toronto, care of the WGN Christmas show.
Are you serious?
From Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Houston,
so somebody
Texas.
Somebody sent me a card.
Somebody sent you a Christmas
here?
Card. Here at Tree Time.
Oh, my God.
In care of us.
How cool is that? Well, thank you. I have
open it.
This
open
now.
It. Let's see who it
open
is.
Open it now?
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
You know who it is?
Yeah. Schwinney's got a restraining order against that
Oh,
person.
It's from Andy Murray. No. Who? It's from, who is this? Marilyn Carr?
Our friend Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn Carr.
Yeah.
Very nice. Sent me a card and put with a nice little
put a cocktail on it.
Put a cocktail on it.
Yeah. And
well, hi, Marilyn, thanks, if you're listening. Time. This is my new P.O. box.
Isn't that nice? Some of those, and three single-dollar bills like a grandma would send to somebody.
Well, thank you, Marilyn.
So there you go. Happy to deliver your mail. Just part of our fascinating show here today. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this on WGN. All right, we're back, winding up our big broadcast out here at Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. The biggest collection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, and ornaments everywhere. And we've had so much fun here this morning. You know, this is normally the portion of the program where we do our food time show, and I share some recipes, getting ready for Thanksgiving. On TV this past week, I cooked some Thanksgiving side dishes. I did some Brussels sprouts in the air fryer,
nice.
Which are the one of the best ways to do them. Jim, didn't you?
Yes.
I turned you on to the.
I got the air fryer because of you, and in fact, we just had the Brussels sprouts with a little olive oil. And some pepper and Italian spice and salt, and you just put them in there. 25 minutes, unbelievable.
Nothing better.
And the broccoli, too, that same way.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, the air fryer, I got to say, I was very skeptical about the air fryer in the beginning, but I've become a fan of it, so much so that this coming Wednesday on TV, I'm going to try doing a whole turkey in the air fryer.
You can put...
You know how people do, you know, they deep fry.
Right.
They take the bird outside and set their house on fire trying to put the bird in the vat of oil. So I thought, you know, why can't you do it in an air fryer? So I'm going to give it a try in the air fryer. I have a big air fryer
and a fairly small bird.
It's like a 12-pound bird something.
Wow, nice.
So I think we should be able to do that.
It'll take about 17 days to cook. But.
Not in the air fryer, my friend. Not in the air fryer, it doesn't. Nope. Anyway, I wanted to also bring onto the program somebody that we talked to on WGN-TV Midday News this week, and he cooked for us. This is Andy Murray right here next to us.
Right here.
How are you? Thank you.
Andy has been a chef in some of the finest restaurants in America for like 25 years. And in June of 2001, he opened Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant in St. Augustine, Florida. And in 2018... opened the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant here in the Chicago area. And he's got a brand new cookbook out now, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Welcome, Andy. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here with us. Now, one of the things that I find so interesting, I mean, these are really great recipes, comfort food recipes, family recipes in the book. Are these the recipes that you grew up eating in the Murray household with your, am I right, nine brothers and sisters?
There's nine brothers and sisters, Ed, Brian, Nancy, Peggy, Billy, Lauren, Andy, John, Joel. Six boys, three girls. I got a sister who's a nun. Right. But, yeah, some of these are, and some of them are restaurants that I worked at, recipes that different people, celebrity types that I worked with. and cook four.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up as one of nine kids in a household? I was the youngest of four boys. So, you know, I know how dysfunctional that was. I'm wondering what yours was like.
You know, we grew up, we didn't have a very big house. We lived in Wilmette, and I think we were the only people in Wilmette didn't have a lot of money. But, you know, and my father died very young. So my family's very tight. We're very get-together. We talk all the time, we text all the time, and we have holidays together.
Yeah. Now, how is it that you didn't wind up going into show business? Your brother Bill Murray, of course, but most of your other brothers and sisters are also in entertainment.
Well, let's see. Brian is, Billy is, Johnny is, Joel is, and Nancy the Nun actually has a degree in drama. So
that's how you got interested?
Or
they got interested.
They got interested. I started busting tables when I was 11 years old.
Oh, really?
On a diner. And from there, I went from busting tables, washing dishes, and by the time I was 14, I was the short order cook at a place called Parker's across the street from St. Joe's Church in Wilmette.
Wow. Wow. So, and so your interest just continued from there. Into a serious avocation then, huh?
Well, yeah, I was doing it here. Thanks, sorry. Then I went to New York to go to the Culinary Institute, and I got hooked up with this couple who were doing the catering for Saturday Night Live. And they were a French couple, Kitty and Eric Peugeot, and they're like, I knew you don't have to do that. You come work for me. And so I became an indentured servant. And I slept in the basement, but I went out and I met, you know, I did all the farm stands. I met the fishing boats coming in.
Wow.
So I learned quite a bit from that.
Wow, wow. So how do you describe the recipes in your new book, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray?
The recipes are comfortable. They're easy. I wanted to make this so a lot of people think, it's hard to cook. It's not hard to cook. It's not brain surgery. These are simple recipes, but there's wonderful stories that go along with them, there's as many stories as there are recipes, and they're all about different people. So it's really nice.
Well, one of the recipes, I want to talk about a few of them in a minute, but one of the ones that I want to start off with is this radish dip that you make only because you made enough for 100 people to eat.
100 crackers with some radish bread, and my beautiful friend Jennifer will pass them out if you'd like some.
Yeah.
We made this spread. This came up because my brother Brian, you know, everyone puts a relish tray out for the holidays. There's olives, there's pickles, whatever, radishes. Brian always ate the radishes, and we all ate the olives. So we...
says something about his personality, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's still...
I love radishes, too, but... It's a, you know, a radish person likes the bitterness of life.
The bitters, the peppery taste to it, you know. But
yeah.
This is not that spicy. It's not that
at all. It's at all. It's Andy made some on television with me the other day, and it's a really mild radish taste.
Yeah,
it's really really quite delightful. What's in it?
There is dairy in it. It's butter, it's cream cheese, it's scallions, it's radishes.
You had me at butter.
Yeah, exactly. And some salt and pepper. Not much salt.
So you take the radishes, are you food processing them?
I'm food processing those radishes. Then I take the radishes out, and then I combine the butter and the cream cheese together. If you do it together, it's just one big pink glob.
Right. So radishes, and then combine all the ingredients into like a dip?
You just mix them up. You put them in a bowl. You put them in the refrigerator for an hour.
Yeah.
Let them solidify a little bit, and they're great.
Yeah, these are just on some Triscuits. But I'm telling you, these are quite delicious. Let me run over.
I'm seeing a lot of people nodding their heads after eating them.
Yeah, we're getting a good. I had one already. Thank you. What do you think? Now that you've got your mouth full.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
All right. How about you?
Didn't have
it. It's very good. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. I noticed
it's pretty easy to make. It's easy to bring to a party.
You were shaking your head.
Yeah. I don't taste much radish, which is a good thing. That's okay. A lot of cream cheese in it. A lot of cream cheese?
There's cream cheese, there's butter, there's radishes. Oh, yeah.
Nice. It's very good.
A lot of complex flavors, Dean.
Yeah.
It's a complex show we're doing right here today. Let me take a break, and we'll come back and talk about more of the recipes in Andy Murray's new book, Eat, Drink, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. We'll come right back and wrap it up in a minute on WGN.
Yeah.
It's the Eddie Carosa Boys from Illinois band, polka band, joining us today. Thank you so much. And Andy Murray is here with us, the author of a brand-new cookbook, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Shwani, really fantastic recipes in here.
I was just looking
at that. What's that picture right there?
Is that fish?
This is Dover sole. This is Frank Sinatra's Dover sole. Explain why this is Frank Sinatra's Dover sole.
So I was working at a restaurant called Mortimer's on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Mortimer's was a she society corner saloon, really, is what it was. But, you know, it's Jackie Onassis and Brooke Astor and Princess Margaret. Whenever these people were in town, they came there. And one night, Red Buttons threw a dinner party for Sinatra because
he was playing
at the Garden. So it was a dozen people, and we were making rack of lamb for the dinner party. And they come in and sit down, and all of a sudden, Barbara Sinatra's at the door of the kitchen saying, you know, my husband and I, we don't eat lamb. Can you do something else? And I said, Dover sole, will that work for you? And she goes, that would be fantastic. So we make this Dover sole, and they go through the dinner, they have dessert. At the end of the meal, all of a sudden, Frank Sinatra's at the door of the kitchen. And he looks at me and goes, who made that fish? And I just went,
did he put it that way?
No, I pointed down to John Marsh, my friend, and he goes, that was fantastic. He gives John a $100 bill and then starts passing out 50s to everybody else in the restaurant.
Wow.
And it was like, so when he left, everybody who worked in the restaurant was outside cheering him on.
Of course. Wow. And now, how is this Dover sole? How is it looks fairly simple, but incredibly delicious.
It's a saute. We sauteed. The boning is the hardest part of it, but you can get your fish guy to do that for you. It's sauteed. It's lightly floured, sauteed in butter, and then debone, and then we put some more butter and lemon and parsley
you
on
had
top
me
of
butter.
It. He seems I know. That's it's
he seems to like butter.
I like butter.
You like butter. I don't blame you.
A couple of weeks ago on TV, I made, with the weather getting a little chillier, I wanted to make a soup that people could easily do at home, and I made a French onion soup. That was, I got to say, was pretty delicious. I did a French onion soup, but also French onion grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh. Grilled cheese sandwich with caramelized onions on it. And then for a little crunch, I took those canned onion crispy things, just, you know, sprinkled it on. But a grilled cheese with caramelized onions, I'm telling you what, I could eat that every day for the rest of my life.
Well, that's the trick, onion soup. And there is an onion soup recipe in here. But, yeah,
it
takes 45 minutes to an hour to caramelize the onions correctly.
Yep.
And if you make extra, then you make that grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I did. I did make extra. I mean, I made super extra and froze them. Because I thought, you know, the next time, is that going to work out okay?
I've never frozen them. You just add some beef stock to it, and you'll be fine.
Were the caramelized onions inside the sandwich or on top?
Inside the sandwich.
So you put it inside, and then you put it on the grid. On the grill.
Layer,
yeah, it's like grilled cheese and bacon, but grilled cheese and onions.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a good sandwich. How do you do your French onion soup?
Pretty much the same way. I do it with caramel. It spends a lot of time, you know, and we do a lot of
that is the most time-consuming part.
That is the hardest part of it.
Caramelizing, it's got to be low and slow. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Otherwise, they burn, and it's not the same. But then I add a combination of chicken stock and veal stock, some fresh thyme, and reduce it down a little bit. And then I make little croutons with cheese melted on top and throw them on top.
I bought, for the first time, and this is my favorite new culinary toy. I bought one of those butane torches that you guys use.
Oh, they're fabulous.
To make a creme brulee and stuff like that?
For making creme brulee. I put, you know, I had the onion. I, you know, put like a giant piece of garlic bread on top of it, sprinkled it with Gruyere cheese.
Oh, nice.
And I lit that torch. And
this
that
sounds
is the,
dangerous.
That is, it's not dangerous.
I've got an Elvis Presley cookie, banana cookie in here. It's on top, you know, because you like peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is a peanut butter cookie that's got banana slices on top, sugar on top of that. And then with the torch, you caramelize the sugar on top.
Was there any butter in that?
No, there's no butter. Well,
What?
But then you get to put ice cream on top.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, see, that's all good eating. Recipes like that, that just really like stick to your ribs. Wonderful recipes for this time of year. Oh, look, there's a grilled pimento cheese sandwich I just flipped by here.
Oh,
that looks good.
But there is, you know, but the book is also about, you know,
stories.
It's time for people to come back and eat at the dinner table. My family, we had to be at the dinner table Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday, you could do whatever you wanted. But there were 11 of us around the table, and and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I can't imagine having the Murray brothers and sisters around a table and it not being fun.
I had friends who would beg to come over for dinner so they could be insulted.
Of course. Of course. The book is called Eat, Drink, and Be Murray. Andy Murray, thank you so much for coming by and for all the treats.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks
we
so
really
much
appreciate you being here with us today. Thank you so much.
It.
Hey, before Patty we have one
Shack
more break,
restaurant.
Right?
Caddyshack Restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly right. There you go. Hey, before the tree time folks just brought this to me, it's a card addressed to Elton Jim Toronto, care of the WGN Christmas show.
Are you serious?
From Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Houston,
so somebody
Texas.
Somebody sent me a card.
Somebody sent you a Christmas
here?
Card. Here at Tree Time.
Oh, my God.
In care of us.
How cool is that? Well, thank you. I have
open it.
This
open
now.
It. Let's see who it
open
is.
Open it now?
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
You know who it is?
Yeah. Schwinney's got a restraining order against that
Oh,
person.
It's from Andy Murray. No. Who? It's from, who is this? Marilyn Carr?
Our friend Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn Carr.
Yeah.
Very nice. Sent me a card and put with a nice little
put a cocktail on it.
Put a cocktail on it.
Yeah. And
well, hi, Marilyn, thanks, if you're listening. Time. This is my new P.O. box.
Isn't that nice? Some of those, and three single-dollar bills like a grandma would send to somebody.
Well, thank you, Marilyn.
So there you go. Happy to deliver your mail. Just part of our fascinating show here today. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this on WGN.